Democratic State Assemblywoman Kerry Warner of the 113th District has authored a bill that would require cosmetologists and barbers complete 36 hours of continuing education in order to renew their license. 4 of those hours would be dedicated toward recognizing the signs of domestic abuse and human trafficking. Speaking at Nuance, a boutique salon in the Saratoga County town of Malta, Friday, Warner said,
In Saratoga County, domestic violence is the number one cause of homicides, and it's really important that all of us have an awareness of what the resources are and how to gently guide somebody on a path to extricate themselves from that difficult situation.
Nuance salon owner Holly Garofano.
Some guests share their personal stories with us, knowing they're in a safe place to do so free of judgment or repercussions. We need the education to know how to gently provide our guests with resources to help them be free of toxic and harmful situations.
Garofano's salon Friday served as a launch pad for the new New York State Association of Salon and Spa Professionals, which is backing Warner's legislation. Garofano's husband, Todd Garofano, who is serving as executive director, was previously president of the Saratoga Convention and Tourism Bureau.
Our mission is really simple. It's to advocate, educate, and elevate.
The organization was formed to advocate for the industry that includes 40,000 license holders and businesses in New York. It will also connect personnel and business owners across the state. Marcella Hammer, an owner of Glitter Nail Bar in Saratoga Springs, says she encountered challenges when starting her business.
There really aren't many assets out there for someone who's new to the industry, trying to understand the full licensing requirements, what it takes.
Hammer sees the association as an asset for individuals with all levels of experience in the industry. In the process of forming the association, Todd Garofano said organizers realized there is a lack of education standards across different disciplines of the beauty industry.
And, you know, finding that, you know, your industry works with, our industry works with potentially dangerous chemicals, you know, tools that can hurt people, always changing formulas and products and so forth. You know, our feeling is that continuing education is absolutely vital.
For more information on the New York State Association of Salon and Spa Professionals, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from Malta for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.